This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply,
it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio, and we've got a great show planned for you today. You know, it's Tuesday, and that means one thing and one thing only, that it is the official Blueprint Power Hour. We'll be joined by Rob Regish in just a moment. Later in the show, we're going to be talking to Dr. Brenda Eskenazi from Berkeley University about some recent research that seems to indicate that children who are exposed to flame retardants, which we find in baby blankets, baby clothing, anything that has to do with children nowadays usually has a flame retardant component. This may actually be causing some nerve damage in children. So we'll be talking about that a little bit later in the show. How you doing, Rob Regish?
Doing great, Carl. How about you?
Fantastic. And I think you are doing great. I saw a video of you doing one-arm push-ups this morning.
Yeah. It's did them yesterday with my feet elevated on a bar about 28 inches off the ground. And I do that to make it a little more difficult just to get into a lower rep range. But they're coming along, and they're a lot of fun. And I'm just rolling with it and having, I'm on a tear in terms of, making progress with that stuff. So I'm going to keep doing it.
Right. Sounds good, man. Are you going to put that video up on Facebook or anything?
Yeah, I might. I know there's a lot of guys out there. They probably think I'm some fat guy who doesn't even lift weights. I just read a lot.
I know, right?
But, it'll be up there along with some other stuff, body weight stuff that I'm doing, because getting a lot of questions, and in fact, one from a listener today about, body weight training and how best to work it in.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of advantages. So,
and it shouldn't be ignored. You're absolutely right. It's an important component of your training. There's no doubt about it. So let's get started. Jason Leloup, a regular on the show now
indeed,
with his insightful questions. He says, hey, Rob, you just said something that sparked a possible power hour question. You said every hour of sleep before midnight is worth two after. Why is that? And when does that start and finish?
Yeah, this was a funny story. Jason and I were texting back and forth one night. I said, I'm going to bed, brother. And he texted me back at 8 o'clock or 8:30. I forget what it was. But, my comment was just that. It is a saying that a few of the old-timers passed on to me. And in practice, I do find it true and feel it goes back to something as basic as your body's natural sleep-wake cycle and resulting melatonin production.
Right.
So in other words, when darkness falls, we know that the lens of your eye senses this, and it in turn stimulates the pineal gland to start pumping out melatonin. This naturally relaxes you and puts you to sleep. Then along came electricity, which screwed up everything, in my opinion. That has really been compounded by all of this electronic gadgetry out there, especially cell phones and Wi-Fi. I think you did a great show on, I think, Wi-Fi and how it disturbs sleep. But all of this has unfavorably altered human sleep-wake cycles in a comparatively speaking short period of time. I'm going to give you the bad news and then the good news. The bad news is this. There are many studies that have shown lack of sleep negatively impacts your body by altering hormone levels, including the following. You're going to wind up with higher cortisol levels, lower test, lower GH, and impaired insulin function and insulin resistance. It just gets worse from there. There's evidence that less tissue repair goes on, a weakened immune system, we covered that last week, three times more likely to catch a cold, greater fat gain, decreased energy, certainly increased irritability and a decline in cognitive performance. In fact, there was one recent study done on Olympic athletes that supported these findings, and it added that a person who needs 8 hours of sleep every night, who only gets 6, exhibits performance similar to somebody with a blood alcohol level of 0.05.
You're talking about reaction time, right?
Reaction time, physical, you know, performance of both physical and mental tasks. Now, there is some good news, and it's this. There's a lot that you can do about it, and most of these tips are free or represent a nominal investment on your part. Number one, keep regular hours and get to bed early if possible. The body seems to thrive, right, on a regular schedule, and that is especially true, I think, for sleep. I can honestly tell you I have never known a single person who grew any amount of significant drug-free muscle who stays out regularly until 2 a.m. It just doesn't happen. Number two, invest in a good mattress and pillow and reserve your bedroom, right? And reserve your bedroom for sleep.
Yes.
And only sleep. And maybe one other extracurricular activity.
Yeah, but you know what? You should not have a television set in your bedroom. You shouldn't be turning the TV on right before bed and watching television. This is a big mistake that people make.
Yeah, it goes back to that electronic interference that I was talking about before. And then finally, if you're still having issues, consider things like melatonin, GABA, gamma-aminobutyric acid, which is a isolated amino acid, and or zinc magnesium in their aspirate, orotate, or picolinate forms just prior to bed. Now, we've covered the merits of melatonin before, and for the price point, there's no better buy. GABA is likewise an economical alternative, and there's research showing up to a 550% increase in growth hormone from a study that was done at the University of Milan in Italy. And now, that used a 5-gram dose.
5 grams. I was going to say 1 gram for 100% increase, 2 grams for 200%, and so on. It's a dose-dependent approach.
Yeah. The one other study of note showed a 480% boost in growth hormone when consuming just a 3-gram dose prior to exercise. And the interesting part of that study was this. It was measured as biologically active GH, and the average age of the young men in the study was just 23.
Wow.
So finally, zinc and magnesium, you know, there are widespread deficiencies, especially in North America. And as we've covered on prior episodes, you want to stay away from the oxide forms of these minerals. They just go right through you. They're not absorbed. You're looking for the aspirate, orotate, or picolinate forms of those minerals. They are the most bioavailable, and they're going to help you naturally relax prior to sleep. Here's the bottom line. Early to bed, early to rise has been a time-tested strategy of winners for years. Do everything you can to put these things into practice. It is oftentimes, it results in a huge performance boost in the gym, and it's free.
Yeah, and I'd like to throw something in here as, in relationship to his specific question. So, what is the point of diminishing returns? So, in other words, do you go to sleep at 12 o'clock in the afternoon? No, absolutely not. And what the reason that this mantra that the hours of sleep you get before midnight are more important than the hours you get after, which has been discussed ad infinitum, is because of this, as Rob points out. By suppressing the effects of melatonin causes the adrenal glands to kick back in for what is normally daytime activity. And this increase in adrenal hormones has deleterious effects on the body and also other hormonal responses. So the answer to your question, Jason, is this. Go to sleep when melatonin is starting to be pulsed. Get ready for bed when find out what the sunrise, sunset in your area is. I wrote an article specifically about this that was published in a bodybuilding magazine, which I can't think of their name right now, the Canadian bodybuilding magazine. But anyway, get to bed right around the time sundown occurs, not dusk. That's when the sun is preparing to go down. That's when you should start winding down. Turn lights off in the house. Allow natural sunlight to guide you into bed.
That's
and when you start going to sleep when the sun goes down, the way you were biologically hardwired to do, your health and your strength will reward you.
Yeah, I mean, anybody that's been without sleep for any amount of time knows what we're talking about. It is not pleasant, and physically, you are not going to be at the top of your game. So make sleep a priority.
Yeah, Muscle Insider, by the way. I couldn't think of the name of the magazine. I wrote this specific article called, "Is Thomas Edison Stealing Your Muscle Gains?" So, all right, so let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we have a question from Mario De Vega. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by Mass Pro Synthogen. I got mine today. You better go get yours. We'll be right back. I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
If you want to build muscle and burn fat, if you want to transform your body, your health, and fitness, then your goal should be to get a copy of The Blueprint from Rob Ragish. Learn what the Blueprint Army already knows. There is no faster way to change the way you look and feel than by using The Blueprint. And now, when you order The Blueprint, you will also get absolutely free the Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms in a Single Workout Seminar. That's a $20 value, absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint banner ad today. Never before in the history of muscle gauge nutrition have they ever been so generous. And this is only available to the Superhuman Nation. Now get 25% off any order when you use the coupon SUPER. Save on sports performance supplements like creatine, BCAAs, UGMPAC, and their flagship product, Whey Isolate. Save 25% off weight loss products like Trim Down Advance or Gauge Lean MRP. Or check out their line of multivitamins formulated for men and women. Whatever you want, Muscle Gauge has it. Go to MGN Store. Store.com and use the coupon code SUPER today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. For the first time ever, Need to Build Muscle has introduced a fat burner that is so sophisticated, you'll realize why it took them so long to bring one to market. IntuBurn is here. Through multiple pathways and agents, IntuBurn increases thermogenesis, turns on brown adipose tissue to consume even more energy, modulates blood sugar, while insulin-mimicking agents keep insulin from spiking, stimulates beta-adrenergic activity. Heck, even the coating on the tablet contains cinnamaldehyde, a potent appetite suppressant and insulin regulator. While other fat burners focus on one or two of these pathways, IntuBurn does it all. Go to NeedToBuildMuscle.com today and start shedding fat now.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
I want to see a peaches, baby. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Talking with Rob Ragish as we do the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by Mass Pro Synthogen. So Mario De Vega says, "Hey Rob, awesome work on the Blueprint Power Hour. My girlfriend and I enjoy learning and listening to the show when we're driving. Question for you is in regards to creatine and non-responders. I feel that when taking creatine monohydrate, I don't feel the possible effects from taking it. Rather, I just get bloated and seem like I just get a whole lot of discomfort from subcutaneous fluids. Is there any alternative that's worth looking into that would have the same effects and still similar in the hip pocket? Or am I just wishful thinking? Keep up the great work, Mario.
Yeah, this is a common, somewhat common complaint with creatine mono, but there do, of course, exist solutions. So here then are my suggestions on how to get the most out of creatine mono if you're sitting on a lot of it, and some alternative forms of creatine that I found to be effective. The first involves creatine mono plus Alka-Seltzer. It's also known as effervescent creatine. A big part of the problem with mono is that it sits in the stomach like sand, attracting water, and that can lead to the bloating, cramping, and the other side effects that people experience. It can also result in some sudden, urgent bathroom visits and a newfound appreciation for quilted toilet paper, if you know what I'm saying. So to address this problem, effervescent delivery holds some promise. There were studies that have been done on various substances from painkillers to vitamins that have shown that their effervescent forms are absorbed anywhere from 2 to 6 times faster. So it works like this. Effervescent delivery alters the pH of your stomach such that it'll dump its contents into the small intestine faster. In theory, getting creatine into the blood sooner. Now, to get that effect, though, you need to avoid eating for about 30 minutes before and after dosing. Otherwise, any food you consume is going to interfere with it. Now, to be fair, no studies that I'm aware of have compared effervescent creatine to mono insofar as the ability to boost intramuscular creatine concentrations. In practice, about half of the people I've spoken to says it does the trick for them. So if you're sitting on a boatload of mono and getting nowhere with it, that may be worth a shot. Second, micronized creatine is, put through a mesh that puts it into a form that is much, much finer, and those creatine crystals are absorbed much more efficiently. That's another form of creatine that you might want to look into. Third, crealkaline. I'm not going to get into the whole debate about, there's a lot of controversy, the crealkaline camp and the mono camp. Let's just forget all that for a second. I simply view crealkaline as a much more efficient form of creatine mono. And in fact, it is creatine mono, just buffered. In practice, I find it delivers all the benefits of mono at about 1/10 the dosage with none of the bloating and water retention issues. Fourth, dicreatine malate. This is creatine bound to malic acid, which is a Krebs cycle intermediate. I really, really like this form of creatine. I find just 3 grams a day an economical, effective alternative, and it's devoid of all the cramping and bloating issues associated with mono. Finally, the new kid on the block is creatine hydrochloride. This is a hydrochloride salt that was patented in 2009. It does hold some promise insofar as saturating the muscle tissue faster, and again, at a much lower dosing threshold. And after you get past all the marketing again, I consider it to be much like crealkaline. It's just simply a much more efficient and, for some people, a better tolerated form of creatine. Here's the bottom line. Most of these creatine alternatives are a bit pricier than straight mono, but they may be well worth looking into if you don't tolerate it well. It's important to point out, though, that once you've saturated with creatine, none of these forms will get you any higher, than any other. There are a lot of people that are absolutely convinced and waste tons of money and time, trying to figure out how to stuff more creatine into the muscle cells. Once you're saturated, you're saturated. It's time to focus on other things. Of these alternatives that I'm giving here, I would consider first micronized creatine, followed by dicreatine malate, and then thereafter crealkaline and perhaps creatine hydrochloride. I hope those tips help, Mario, and I'd love to hear back from you if they do.
Very good. Very, very good. Okay, so now let's move on to a question from Tony Fiorito. Loving Mass Pro Synthogen, Rob. Just wondering, Does having coconut oil 30 minutes pre-workout with 20 grams of whey hamper absorption of essential amino acids in mass procyntogen? If that's taken immediately at the start of the workout. So he's basically having 30 minutes before the workout, he's having coconut oil and whey protein, and then right before the workout, so 30 minutes later, he's having the mass procyntogen. What do you think?
Yeah, this is a great question, so I'll expand a bit. With respect to the coconut oil, taking it 30 minutes pre-workout does not impose any issues. You may, in fact, and will likely benefit from the medium-chain triglycerides as a source of fast energy contained therein. Just be sure not to ingest too much. As I found out the hard way, too many MCTs will go right through you.
Yeah. As with any oil will.
Yeah, exactly. Now, the 20 grams away, though, may be problematic, and I feel it's better to take that post-workout. So let's discuss why. Although most ways take time to break down into its constituent amino acids, some ways are faster than others, and they may interfere with the very precise ratio of these free-form essential amino acids I've put together and other things in synthogen. Usually, that's due to the fact the whey in question is partially hydrolyzed. So not knowing what whey you have on hand, I'd say play it safe and put it post-workout. But there's another good reason to take that 20 grams of whey post-workout, and it comes from our good friend Adele Moussa over at Supversity.com. So here are the cliff notes I pulled out of his, he has a series of excellent articles on the subject. 20 to 25 grams of whey is still the way to go post-workout, you know, in terms of a protein source. Now you're going to read about caseinate too. That's another subject for another time, but it's, you know, well-established whey will do the job. Muscle protein synthesis, though, and skeletal muscle hypertrophy is not just a two-hour post-workout game. It goes on round the clock. So 20 grams of whey or another quality protein with every meal thereafter is optimal for building muscle. Adele was very astute in pointing that out. Here's the bottom line. You can take your coconut oil 30 minutes pre-workout for the MCTs and other benefits. Do note that strategy, however, is most effective on a low-carb diet. You don't want to give your body a choice between carbs and fats because it'll use the carbs. You can then dose your synthogen at five caps immediately pre-workout, five caps halfway through, and five immediately post. Wait about 15 minutes and slam your 20 to 25 grams away. About an hour later, have your first solid food sit-down meal, and I usually recommend this meal contain anywhere between 25 and 50% of your calories for the day, given what we know about how the muscles soak up glycogen, amino acids, and other nutrients after exercise. So what I've done here is layer in fast, medium, and slow-release amino acids that will flood your system at precisely the right times. The free-form amino acids, essential aminos in synthogen, are the fastest, hardest hitting. They're going to hit your bloodstream within minutes. That's followed up by the amino acids in whey, which take, on average, an hour or so to peak. For example, in one study that Adele was cited, a bolus dose of 25 grams of whey caused a significant spike, 122% over baseline, in total essential amino acids, right around the 60-minute mark post-ingestion. And then finally, the amino acids that come from your whole food protein source at that sit-down meal will continue to release slowly, ensuring a constant supply of amino acids beyond that two-hour post-workout window of opportunity. And consistent with Adele's point, muscle protein synthesis is not just a two-hour affair. And that strategy that I just outlined has you covered from start to finish for the long haul. I hope that helps, Tony.
Yeah, very, very good. And I want to, the next question we're going to go to from Nate Hamill. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, because we're jumping around here a little bit. He says, what's in your gold dust, bro? Just cracked my second bottle open, and just because we're talking about mass procyntogen, and no joke, I've put 30 on my bench and 50 on my deads in 6 weeks and never felt better. if it's a placebo, I'm still glad to spend the money anyway. Love the Blueprint Power Hour as well. Thanks for putting out a great product. I'm doing 8 pre and 8 post, nothing on rest days. And I just took my first dose. I've been off it for a while, the Mass Pro, because I was out of it. And yeah. Rob insists on sending it to real customers before sending it to other customers. Let's put it that way. So right. I've been without it. I mean, what do you say to this guy that he feels like, wow, this is the greatest supplement I've ever taken?
Well, to be fair, strength gains from Synthogen are not typically reported as this dramatic. You know, I don't want to set people up with expectations of, hey, I'm going to, you know, in one bottle, I'm going to put 30 pounds on my bench and 50 on my deads. They do roll in from time to time, but they're not typical, all right? So let's just tell the truth here. Nevertheless, I went out of my way to confirm with Nate if anything in his training, diet, or some other variable could have accounted for gains like this. And he replied, nothing different, but I don't feel beat up when I get out of the gym anymore.
Yeah.
That allows me to push harder. The muscle soreness has gone way down. To answer your question, Nate, what's on the label is in the bottle. The formula I crafted follows the same theoretical concept that Blueprint does. I made every effort to make Synthogen fail-safe, meaning every ingredient works to complement or back up the other. It's put together in a lab that does most of their work for the medical field, and the raws used in Synthogen are absolutely top shelf. Mass has one unique advantage here over a lot of other companies, largely due to the fact they've been in business for 20 years. They contract with one of the finest, most experienced, and well-connected herb brokers in the world. It makes a big difference, as does keeping the herbal extracts intact and unadulterated, i.e. full spectrum. We don't overstandardize for, you know, one particular active we think is the magic one. It's what I refer to as retaining nature's fingerprint. The feeling of well-being that Nate's reporting with Synthogen is simply a function of the product being healthy, a very healthy product for you. I studied long and hard the interplay between the building blocks of life, the essential amino acids, how ecdysterone benefits nearly every bodily function, and especially how methylation ties all of that together. In fact, Carl, you had an episode. It was Superhuman Radio episode number 848, Organic Chemistry 101,
right.
Methylation,
right.
Featuring Dr. Richard Koonin.
Right.
That was key to unlocking much of Synthogen's power, and I'll just leave it at that.
Cool.
So here's the final word. I'm grateful you and others are finally getting the gains you deserve while using Synthogen. When you're able to progressively overload the muscle, you know, more often, the gains pile up fast, and it's that simple. If you're still on the fence, please consider signing up today for the Superhuman Radio newsletter, because we are going to be running a Black Friday special on Synthogen, and details of which will appear in the newsletter, which I believe is going to be emailed shortly.
Yeah, it was emailed this morning, actually, but you could still join in. If you sign up for the newsletter, you'll be able to see the newsletter that Rob is talking about that was mailed out today. Yes.
Exactly. Yeah, and just so you know, it's going to be a whopping 15% discount off the regular price and free U.S. shipping. That's a nice entry point if you're interested in seeing what Synthogen can do for you. But, you know, hope that helps, Nate, and just grateful that you're doing that well on it. That's fantastic, man.
Right.
Not even taking it on rest days.
Yeah, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll pick it up. This is the Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by Mass Pro Synthogen. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Every kind of disco from the
I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. Buy one, get one free of either the Age Force Transdermal Essential Amino Acids Plus Tyrosine Patch or the DHEA Plus Pregnenolone Patch. Get double the patches for the same price. One delivers two well-documented powerful anti-aging hormones, DHEA and Pregnenolone. The other delivers a powerful blend of amino acids known to enhance performance and recovery. Now you can either or both patches as a buy one, get one free offer. There's only one way to get this offer. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the H-Force banner ad today while supplies last.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
True Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3444 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Stephen Lay is the director of sales here. He's doing amazing things. You hear a lot of new sponsors because of him. But more importantly, you ready for this, Rob?
Yeah.
Robbie Robinson's coming on the show Monday.
Oh, you're kidding.
The dude is 66 years old. He's ripped to shreds. He looks fantastic. He's living the life. He's one of the few fathers of physical culture, in my humble opinion, from that era that still trains. Still looks great, is living the life. He didn't become bitter. He didn't bail on, you know, the lifestyle because he was older. He kept pushing through and making gains. The guy looks great, and he's got some real wisdom. I'm telling you something. It's going to be a fantastic interview. He doesn't do these kind of interviews, quite frankly, but he will be on the air. Apparently, Stephen communicates with him, and so he asked him to come on the show, and Robbie, I guess, trusted Stephen's advice that he would be treated fairly and it would be a good experience. So, yeah, yes, one of the greatest bodybuilders of all time, man. He was massive. I got to be honest with you. I think his physique was much more appealing than Arnold Schwarzenegger's, but I'm going to be honest with you. I think the whole race thing played a real big role back in the day.
Yeah.
It doesn't now, but it did back then, I'll tell you that.
Anyway. Yeah.
Okay. And now we move on to a question not to be confused with Robbie Robinson is Rob Robertson. He says, from Superhuman Radio show number 1088, a question, Rob, on body weight training that Rob Regish has been doing for a year. What about the people who can't do one of the recommended exercises for whatever reason, say pull-ups? Would one substitute with a different body weight exercise use an assisted machine or shorten the range of motion or do a static? What do you think, Rob?
Well, my answer is going to assume that this is not due to the fact that there's an injury that's, you know, causing them not to be able to do it. But my preferred solution here is to perform a related yet easier variation of that movement to preserve the independence, economy, and the purity of body weight training. There's an even more important reason to take that road, though. It's a necessary part of the journey. Building up to things like one-arm push-ups and pull-ups is something that takes, or even regular pull-ups, is something that takes time. It just isn't something most trainees are going to be able to pull off out of the gate. Even, you know, seasoned vets who've been pumping iron for years are going to be humbled when they try to do, you know, a one-arm push-up or certainly a pull-up. Which brings us to Rob's question. If you can't perform a pull-up, how do you get there? You get there by starting with an easier variation of that exercise and working through the more difficult ones. And that affords your body the time it needs to adapt and grow stronger. So, for example, on the road to being able to perform a one-arm chin-up, there are 10 steps to get you there. The first is something called a vertical pull. And for that, you simply grasp a pole or upright and standing close to it, lean back and pull yourself back towards the pole. Then it's on to step two, horizontal pulls, where you get under a table, grasp the lip of it, and chin yourself to the top of the table, keeping your legs straight and your feet on the ground.
Needless to say, this is a strong table. This is not a card table.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I don't want people to go, "Hey, Rob, I tried that exercise the other day and split my skull open when the table collapsed on top of me and I hit the ground. What should I do now? Should I rub Mass Pro Synthogen into the wound?"
Yeah. Bottles and bottles of it.
I mean, you know, when we talk, I mean, even don't even underestimate or overestimate the strength of a door frame in this day and age. If you're trying to do pull-ups on a door frame, I mean, you know, make sure the things you're using can support your weight and the motion of your weight.
Good point.
Go ahead,
Rob.
Sorry about that.
But, the slight variations in the angle that I'm describing makes the movement just a bit more difficult. But that's the point. It's barely noticeable. And as a result, you keep progressing. Now, many trainees, I think, that are listening are going to dismiss these steps as too easy, and they're going to conclude they're only for old, feeble, or weak people. That's a big mistake in my book, because by skipping those steps, you lose the opportunity to strengthen your tendons, ligaments, and especially the joints that are not seen or at least strengthened to the same extent with traditional weight training. You also lose the opportunity to allow old injuries to heal, and let's face it, a lot of us have them, and you lose the ability to build the lost art of momentum in your training. Here's the bottom line. For every advanced body weight movement you can't perform, there's an easier variation that you can perform, and each represents a stepping stone to greatness. If body weight training is your shot of whiskey, pick up a copy of Convict Conditioning by Paul Wade and Dinosaur Body Weight Training by Brooks Kubik, respectively, today. As an author myself, I can't recommend these books highly enough. They have made all the difference in my own training, and I've seen it, you know, in other people too.
All right, we have another question by Jason Lelou. This one is about box squatting. I love this question. It actually made me laugh when I read it. Jason Lelou is a very funny guy, by the way.
He
says, Rob, he goes, he sounds like a fun guy to hang out with. He says, Rob, I'm still unclear as how deep the squat debate goes. He says, could you clear it up for me? Also, how does the answer to that related box squats relate to box squats? He says, should I be trying to work down to a shoebox? So in other words, I could see like the clown at the circus, you know, with the little tiny box trying to box squat on it. No, but you know what? It does beg the question. It's like, is progression a smaller box?
It's a great question, and I love the way he goes about asking it and making that point. But it's a relatively simple answer. It's my opinion that if you go too deep in the squat, you constrain the ligaments in your knee, And if you squat too, on the other end of the spectrum, if you're squatting too shallow, it fails to activate and develop the lower quads in the posterior chain. Now, you see this all the time with guys who have woefully underdeveloped musculature around the knee. You know, we used to call them turnip thighs. Specifically, the vastus medialis, or the teardrop muscle around the knee, is absent. It's all but absent.
Now, Gironda was a big opponent of developing the upper leg without developing the lower leg, and made it and said it was akin to the shape of a woman's leg. He didn't like that. He said, you know, he wanted your quad and your vastus medialis, they should all pop out directly above the knee when the leg is locked out.
Right, right. And he advocated, there were no squat racks in Vince's gym, and he advocated sissy squats for that very reason.
Right, right.
But anyway, back to your question, Jason. Deep enough, I define, as about an inch below parallel, perhaps two. Now, this is where the box squat shines, because you can regulate the height of that box to your own, right, unique anatomy. By squatting down and back onto a parallel or slightly below parallel box, you will know with certainty you've hit the right depth every time. It also imparts a lot less stress on the knees, and it's going to teach your central nervous system to squat to that depth, given the fact it forces you to repeatedly do so for hundreds and, you know, in over months and years, thousands of reps over time. The biggest bonus, in my opinion, is that the box squats, the squat will build unmatched strength out of the hole due to static overcome by dynamic work. Now, what do I mean by that? That simply refers to the fact that when you sit on the box, down and back, and you pause briefly on it before reversing the movement, it takes all the momentum out of it. Now, you see this all the time, where people bounce out of the bottom of a squat. It robs them of a lot of power, and it puts undue stress on the knees, which usually, if you'll notice, track inwards, which is just bad, bad news. It's just a matter of time before an injury occurs. So the moral of the story is this. Start box squatting today. Visit EliteFTS.com. That's Dave Tate's site.
Yeah.
To brush up on how to properly perform your box squats. Their videos on how to perform them are the best in the business. And it's really going to be an education in so
yeah, because most people box squat by doing a touch and go, where they just touch their butt to the pad of a bench or a box and then launch back up. That's not a box squat. A box squat is you put weight on your back, you sit down with weight on your back, you stand up with weight on your back. That's what it is. You sit down on the box like you're sitting down. I mean, not like a sofa where you throw your back all the way back, because obviously the bar comes off. But you sit completely down. Your legs, while they should stay to some degree tense to keep the knees locked in place, pretty much come to a halt because the box, your upper body weight hits the box and stops there.
You're also going to learn to really appreciate the nuances of how much of a difference 1 inch makes. Because 1 inch, going 1 inch lower, in many cases, than what guys are usually accustomed to, is the difference between making the lift and getting buried. So, on the upside, if you can learn to squat an inch or two below parallel and develop that kind of power out of the hole, you will have no problems squatting to parallel, either in the gym or at a meet. And I was shocked, literally shocked, when I went back to regular squatting after box squatting for a couple months at how much power out of the hole it gives you. Yeah. It was just...
I'll tell you something else. Box squats are great for grandma and grandpa to be doing. Obviously not with barbells on their back, but, you know, maybe a very, very light weight vest with a couple pounds on them. And because the biggest problem that elderly adults start to have is getting out of the chair. Any of you who have watched grandma and grandpa know that they get all the way up to the edge of the chair, they do this little bouncing and rocking movement until they gain momentum, and then they basically rock themselves out of the chair. The problem with this approach is one day grandma or grandpa rocks just a little too hard, and they get out of the chair, but they end up face down in the floor right in front of them because they can't get their legs out in front of them fast enough to stop themselves from going forward. So if you put a little weight on grandma or grandpa and have them stand up out of their chair and sit down and stand up, obviously their tickers are in good shape, this will save them a fall someday. The box squat really is something that the elderly need to look at as well.
There's an old saying, and it's true, a man is only as old as his legs.
I like that. I like that. And I'm very, very old because my legs are very old. Okay, listen, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up with Rob Regish. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by Mass Pro Synthogen. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Mass Pro Synthogen banner ad today. I command you. We'll be right back.
Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com. Buy one, get one free of either the Age Force Transdermal Essential Amino Acids Plus Tyrosine Patch or the DHEA Plus Pregnenolone Patch. Get double the patches for the same price. One delivers two well-documented powerful anti-aging hormones, DHEA and Pregnenolone. The other delivers a powerful blend of amino acids known to enhance performance and recovery. Now you can either or both patches as a buy one, get one free offer. There's only one way to get this offer. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the H-Force banner ad today while supplies last.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs make supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Get stronger, feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Later in the show, we will be talking with Dr. Brenda Askenazi. Are the flame retardants in your child's PJs or even in the things around your home while you're carrying a child, potentially causing neurological disorders and damage to children? It's an important discussion we have to talk about. I know it's not fun like talking with Rob Regish, but it's still important. Okay, so the blueprint tip of the day, what is it, Rob?
Well, I'm going to preface it by saying that I am not a doctor. I am not dispensing medical advice. And this is simply my opinion, which loosely translated means it'll probably be pretty interesting to a lot of people. The tip of the day is this. It's titled, Is There a Fat Loss Agent Hiding in Plain Sight at Your Local Drugstore? I mentioned a few weeks ago an over-the-counter acid reducer sold under the brand name Tagamet, which I found at Walmart, but it's in virtually any drugstore. The active ingredient in Tagamet is cimetidine, usually at 200 milligrams a tab. If you dig deep enough, you'll find research pointing to a curious side effect this acid reducer has, that being weight loss. Now, as with any drug, though, there are positives and negatives to take into consideration. So let's take a look at both in order to make an informed, educated decision. Here are the upsides. Several studies have reported that cimetidine reduces weight in healthy, overweight subjects. And although the method of action isn't completely understood, the prevailing theory is that it suppresses appetite through modulating a specific peptide related to satiety. The last known studies on cimetidine for weight loss were published around about the year 2000, but the most compelling one that I found goes back further, and the one I'm referring to was performed in 1992, and it involved 60 people. They were divided into two groups. Half of them were given a placebo, and the other half were given cimetidine. The group taking cimetidine felt significantly less hungry than the group taking the placebo, and they also lost more weight overall, and this is where it gets interesting, particularly around the hips and stomach. Best results were seen in people who took cimetidine for at least 8 to 12 weeks, and it's most effective, they speculated, when taken before or in between meals. It also has the curious ability to extend caffeine's effects in the body, and it does so by inhibiting the cytochrome P450 enzyme, which slows that drug's breakdown. In caffeine's case, that's a good thing, but it also brings us to some downsides that you should be aware of, and here they are. That same mechanism may prolong or intensify the effects of other drugs. In the case of oral contraceptives, for example, it really enhances estrogen activity. So in women, this can lead to the spontaneous flow of milk from the breast unassociated with childbirth or nursing. In men, gyno has been reported in some cases, although presumably in those that were already predisposed. Cimetidine may also interact with psychoactive medications, including commonly prescribed SSRIs, resulting in increased blood levels you probably weren't bargaining for. There's also some research showing that it exhibited anti-androgen properties, albeit in very high doses, which brings us to some independent and critical thinking on the subject. It's not always black and white, as these studies will illustrate. For example, if you're unaware, cimetidine extends the duration of action of other drugs, and you take a full dose of those other medications, you're likely going to run into trouble. On the other hand, one might argue that using cimetidine would allow you to use a smaller dose of XYZ drug like caffeine. I'm sure mention of cimetidine's anti-androgen effects just raised some eyebrows out there. Yet, if you look closer at those studies, the men were taking anywhere between 1.2 and 2.4 grams a day of cimetidine, not the 400 to 600 milligrams used in the fat loss studies. Big difference. Now, none of this is meant to downplay the potential side effects. Okay, I'm pointing these particulars out because the devil is always in the details, and you know, your doctor, the media, no third party is going to be concerned with drilling this deep. You need to be, though, in order to be an informed consumer. So my opinion, then, on this product is as follows. In cimetidine, I see an over-the-counter product with the following four attributes. One, it's cost-effective. Walmart's Equate in-house brand retails for a mere $6. Two, because it's a pharmaceutical, you'll know what's on the label is in the product. Three, there are legit controlled studies supporting its effect on weight loss. And four, unlike most supplements, both the efficacy and the side effect profile are well established. The great irony in all of this is that usually just feet away are dozens of unproven fat burners begging for your dollars, many of which are outright fraudulent and ridiculously overpriced, just dressed up caffeine. Compared to cimetidine, the picture is a lot less clear as to the risk-reward profile of those products. What's wrong with that picture? Plenty, if you ask me. Now, people on the outside looking in may think any discussion of cimetidine for weight loss is risky and or irresponsible. But is it really?
Oh, no. I think the manufacturers of cimetidine are listening really hard right now. I got to be honest with you.
Well, I think when you consider the points that I just raised, jumping on the fat burner du jour supplement is every bit as risky and perhaps more so. Case in point, right, Carl? You mentioned last episode there was recently a recall on green coffee bean extract,
right,
which is the flavor of the month fat burner, where some products contain the prescription drug sulbutramine.
Yeah, salbutamine, right. Yeah.
Okay, so look at it this way. At least when you buy 200 milligrams cimetidine tabs, you can bet you're getting 200 milligrams of cimetidine.
Well, we're coming to the end of the interview, and I want to throw something in here. There's another important thing about the difference between cimetidine and some of the proton pump inhibitors. Proton pump inhibitors stop the production of hydrochloric acid by the stomach. Cimetidine increases the production of hydrochloric acid by the stomach, as I understand its pharmacokinetic effects. It's been around for 30 years now. It's come out of patent protection and is available over the counter. That tells you how long it's been around.
Right.
It's interesting. It's an interesting concept. Now, I will tell you this, that like many things that affect digestion, it affects drug bioavailability. So you need to make sure that it won't increase a dose or decrease a dose of something you're taking now.
Yeah.
So you need to understand that for sure. But this is really an interesting topic. I really never put a lot of thought into it. And Tagamet may also be something good to help people boost their hydrochloric acid production on their own without taking enzyme tablets. It's just another alternative. I mean, I don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater and say, oh, all pharmaceuticals are horrible, because they're not. We know testosterone is a pharmaceutical, and it's good. So, you know, this is an interesting discussion, Rob. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. Well, that's why I bring it up. I thought it really, really fascinating, and especially when it's, you know, sitting right across from dozens and dozens of purported fat-burning supplements.
Yeah.
You know, it's for the reasons that I specified. I think it is something to look into, or at least consider.
Rob Regish, as always, thank you for all the effort you put in. Have a happy Thanksgiving, my brother.
You too, man.
Eat lots of turkey. Avoid the stuffing. Okay?
I'll try to take your advice on that.
Okay. All right. Thanks for being on the show today, Rob.
Thank you, man. Have a great day.
You too. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Mass Pro Synthogen banner ad or the Blueprint banner ad and get your copy of the Blueprint or your dose of Mass Pro Synthogen today. When we come back, we'll have Dr. Brenda Eskenazi on. We're going to investigate the relationship of flame retardants and neurodegenerative diseases in children. We'll be right back.
has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Over 35% of all men over 20 will struggle with painful chronic prostatitis at some time in their lives. Relaxin is a novel dietary supplement shown in a preliminary retrospect study to be more effective than antibiotics at relieving symptoms of chronic prostatitis. Relaxin is safe and effective for men. If you suffer from prostatitis and don't want to take powerful drugs, antibiotics, or risk procedures, give Relaxin a try. Go to bioadvantex.com to learn more. That's bioadvantex.com. Stop living with embarrassing pain and symptoms associated with chronic prostatitis today. Get Relaxin, R-E-L-E-X-I-N. True Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com today.
The cornerstone of longevity medicine is preserving or improving telomere length by increasing telomerase. Telomeres are the repair kit for your DNA. Maintaining DNA integrity is an important factor in staying young and disease-free. If you're like me, a telomerase activator isn't optional, it's a necessity. The only clinically proven telomerase activator in the world is TA65. That's why I take TA65 every day, and you should too. You can learn more about TA65 by visiting TASciences.com. That's TASciences.com.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. If you have not taken advantage of Titan Organics' offer to get a free 15-ounce jar of the single best raw organic coconut oil in the world, there are still a few jars left. And I understand that some of you are going, wait, it's not free. I've got to pay a few bucks for shipping. Come on. Give me a break, okay? I mean, if you had to go into a store and buy this quality, and you can't find this quality at Whole Foods or Earth Fare or anywhere, if you had to go into a store and buy this quality of raw, organic, virgin coconut oil from pristine farmland in the Philippines, you'd easily pay upwards of $15, $16, $17, $18 for this jar. So paying, you know, a few bucks for shipping is not taking advantage of you. It is free. And take advantage of it because there are a few jars left. So there you go. Okay. My guest this hour is Dr. Brenda Eskenazi from Berkeley University, University in California. How you doing, Dr. Eskenazi?
Fine, thank you.
Welcome to the show. Okay, and so we want to talk a little bit about a recent study that your group published looking at flame retardants. Can you give us a little back history first?
When were these? I'm 54 years old. I remember as a young child the discussion and the illustrations on television. When exactly were flame retardants introduced into like children's clothing, children's bedding, that sort of stuff?
Oh, a very long time ago. There were different flame retardants that are chemically quite similar to the ones that I did research on, but they were introduced, early on, and I can't remember exactly when. But the chemicals that we're talking about in this particular study was probably introduced around the 1970s.
Okay, and what is that chemical, please?
This is a class of chemicals called polybrominated diphenyl ethers. They are fire retardant chemicals that were used in the manufacture of furniture, infant products, and electronics. But the subclass of the ones that we're looking at are called PBDEs, and those are mostly used in foam. So the foam in your couches, the pads under your carpet, the carpet lining, and in some infant foam as well.
What about these, pillows now, not just the solid foam pillows that are supposed to have cervical corrective effects and so on and so forth, but now the pillows are filled with particles of foam. Quite often, this media, they call it. Would those small particles also be candidates to be protected with this flame retardant?
I'm not sure about the answer to that question. I believe that the memory foams do not have these flame retardants in it. But the reason why they're in these ones that I mentioned, the furniture, the baby products, and the it's because of a fire safety law that was promulgated in the 1970s in California called Technical Bulletin 117. And it said that these products had to resist an open flame. And so many of the manufacturers, to adhere to the standard, added these flame retardants to supposedly resist open flame. But we have learned since that time that from other studies that have been done, not our studies, that probably nobody is saved by these particular flame retardants. In other words, lives are not saved. Babies' lives aren't saved, and neither are the firemen's lives saved.
Uh-huh. Is that because they don't do the job that they proclaim to do? They actually, things can still catch flames once they're treated with this stuff?
Exactly.
Wow.
So things go into flames, and not only that, but because of the chemicals that are in them, they release
toxic gas
and other chemicals that might actually be more harmful.
Isn't this a wonderful world, Dr. Eskenazi? Anyway, okay, so with that being the case, describe the design of the research. Was yours direct research, or did you do a meta-analysis? How did you go about this?
So we have been following a group of California children since they were in utero, since their mothers were pregnant with them, and that was in year 1999-2000. They were born in 2000-2001. And we took blood samples from the mothers and followed the children and did neurodevelopmental assessments, meaning we gave little tests to the children to see how they could perform in terms of their IQ, in terms of fine motor coordination, in terms of their behavior, attention to different things, when the children were various ages. And when the children were 5 years and 7 years old, we specifically looked at their performance on tests then in relationship to the levels of these PBDE flame retardants in the mother's blood during pregnancy.
Ah, okay.
And we also took blood from the children at age 7. So we're able to look at the relationship with how these kids performed on these little tests and how their mothers and teachers reported that they performed in school and their behavior in relationship to the blood levels in the mother in pregnancy and in the child levels in childhood.
So what did you find in the mothers that did present blood levels during pregnancy of the PBDEs?
Well, the first thing that we reported earlier, not in this particular study that we're talking about today, is that we show that the children's levels were 3 times higher than the mother's levels.
Really?
So, So that could be for a number of reasons. One, probably the main reason, is that this is a Mexican-American group of kids living in the Salinas Valley,
mm-hmm.
and their mothers had not been in the United States for a very long time, and many of them had immigrated directly to California from Mexico. We have found in our other analyses that the longer a woman lived in the United States, the higher her levels were of these flame retardant chemicals, again, because of this fire safety law mm-hmm. in California.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, I just want to say that California children do have higher levels than the general U.S. population, but the U.S. population have the highest levels in the world.
Okay, and that, with that being said, my next question was, we were emphasizing California in this instance, but I have to believe that, you know, there's an old saying, so, you know, as California does, so goes the country, with especially a lot of these contemporary approaches to safety and health. So is Penta-PBDE used widespread throughout the United States, or is it just used in California?
Well, it was used widespread in the United States, but mostly it was due to this California law.
Right, right.
But just think about it. If you're a manufacturer and you have to make a piece of furniture, and there is a unique law in one particular state.
Significant state.
You're going to produce the right. furniture to adhere to that law so that it could be used anywhere in the United States.
Oh, I'm with you, Dr. Eskenazi. Exactly the reason that I was praying that Prop 37 would pass in California, because then we would have GMO labeling across the country de facto. So, no, I can appreciate that phenomenon, and I give California a lot of respect for the ability for the tail to wag the dog, so to speak, when it comes to movements in this country. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up. We're talking with Dr. Brenda Eskenazi about flame retardants and their linkage to neurodevelopmental delays in children. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Who are looking for performance and health benefits, turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com.
The cornerstone of longevity medicine is preserving or improving telomere length by increasing telomerase. Telomeres are the repair kit for your DNA. Maintaining DNA integrity is an important factor in staying young and disease-free. If you're like me, a telomerase activator isn't optional, it's a necessity. The only clinically proven telomerase activator in the world is TA65. That's why I take TA65 every day, and you should too. You can learn more about TA65 by visiting TASciences.com. That's TASciences.com.
Buy one, get one free of either the Age Force Transdermal Essential Amino Acids Plus Tyrosine Patch or the DHEA Plus Pregnenolone Patch. Get double the patches for the same price. One delivers two well-documented, powerful anti-aging hormones, DHEA and Pregnenolone. The other delivers a powerful blend of amino acids known to enhance performance and recovery. Now you can either or both patches as a buy one, get one free offer. There's only one way to get this offer. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today while supplies last.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We just encountered a major shutdown of our server. For those of you who have been patiently waiting for us to come back on the air, I thank you, and we will finish the interview now. We are talking with Dr. Brenda Eskenazi from Berkeley, UCL Berkeley, about the effects of flame retardant and its linkage to neurodevelopmental issues with children. Now, Dr. Eskenazi, when we went into the break, there was something that we were talking about that you wanted to recap on, right?
Yeah, I mentioned the fact that, just to reiterate, what we did was we measured blood levels in hundreds of mothers in pregnancy and in their children when the children were age 7. And the children's levels were three times higher than in their mothers. And I was talking about the fact that the main reason we believe that the levels were much higher was because the mothers had been immigrants to the United States, where the children had spent their entire life in the United States. And we believe that the exposure is due to the compliance with this California law, TB 117. Not only that, but these chemicals are what we call semi-volatile. They go into the air, but they migrate into house dust. And so when you think about young children, they're crawling on the floor, they exhibit frequent hand-to-mouth behavior, you know, putting their hands in their mouth continuously. And so they're at risk of higher exposure, in addition to the fact that these chemicals lodge in fat. So if a child breastfeeds, and all of these children did breastfeed, then they're going to be exposed in breast milk.
Right, right. That makes perfect sense. Okay,
but
so...
Can I just interrupt for a second?
Yes, please, please.
We also did another really interesting study. We went to Mexico, and we found 300 kids that grew up in many of the same communities that our children's mothers had come from, our California children's mothers had come from. Mm-hmm. And we tested these kids in Mexico. So we have now a group of Mexican-American kids that I'm talking about primarily today, and a group of another 300 kids living in Mexico. The levels of these flame retardants, the Penta BDE flame retardants, in the California children were seven times higher than the children living in Mexico.
Wow. And again, that's because of the law that requires that these foam products be treated with this flame retardant. Now, the flame retardant doesn't work. So why hasn't somebody come forth before all of this and said, you know, this stuff doesn't work. We're putting it in the materials. I mean, the manufacturers, you would think, would come forth and say, look, we don't want to keep spending money on this PBDE if it's not working anyway. Let's get it out of there. Why hasn't anybody else looked at this?
Well, as many laws there, this was, I believe, a well-intentioned law, that it was put into effect in the 1970s when it was believed that we would save lives from putting flame retardants into foam, that children's lives would be saved. But it takes a while to amass the evidence, and
right.
And I can't speak for other reasons why things are done, but I'm sure there are good reasons why the industry decided that it wanted to do this, probably for good profit. But
sure.
But it's also taken a while to amass data showing that not only do we have exposure to these, but we have previously found in other studies that we have published that these levels in the mother during pregnancy are related to her lowered fertility and taking longer to get pregnant, related to lowered birth weight in her child, altered maternal thyroid hormone in the mothers during pregnancy, and now the latest study showing a relationship with neurodevelopment in the children at age 7 and 5.
Does this PBDE act as an endocrine disruptor? Does it mimic certain hormones? How does it affect?
In animal studies, it is there's good evidence that these chemicals are endocrine disruptors.
Yeah.
There's good evidence that they affect thyroid hormone. Mm. And they may also affect what the chemicals that are transmitted from one nerve cell to another to communicate between nerve cells.
Acetylcholine?
Acetylcholine, exactly.
Yeah. Do they affect acetylcholinesterase? Because, you know, that's how sarin gas works. They kill millions of people with sarin gas because it disrupts the acetylcholine-acetylcholinesterase relationship. So your nervous system becomes overwhelmed. Everything fires all at once and continuously, and boom.
These chemicals are not like sarin, but they may act in a similar kind of way.
Mm.
And that, you know, there's a growing body of animal evidence. This is the kind of information you get from animal studies rather than from human studies primarily.
What about the workers who are working these factories where these chemicals are applied to the foams and so on? Any information about them looked at?
I personally don't know of any studies on the firefighters that have been published or on the people that manufacture these chemicals.
What?
But I would assume that, you know, at least the people that are manufacturing may have higher levels of exposure, but we really need to have studies that show that.
Yeah, I mean, this is pretty important stuff. And you know, unfortunately, the lowly worker who goes in for a paycheck is expected, hey, look, you get paid. There's risks associated with your job. This is part of it. So quite often those kind of things don't come to the forefront till much later on. But I would suspect that if it can hurt children and affect mothers and their thyroids, then it has to have a similar effect on people who are exposed to it in a commercial setting where they're actually manufacturing this stuff. What can parents do? Dr. Eskenazi, we talk about these types of things on our show, and it's quite often on some of this stuff just adds to the stress of living. Like, now I know that this is happening to me. What can parents do? And what can people do in general? It's not just parents.
Yes, I understand that we want to take steps to mitigate exposure. And some of the things that one can do is if you have a couch where there is a open seam or a rip, be good to tape it or to repair it. Very important to damp mop and to damp wipe surfaces, to use a vacuum cleaner, especially a HEPA vacuum cleaner. Keep windows open to ventilate. These are the kinds of things one could do, especially washing your hands before food preparation and your child's hands as often as you can.
But this is specifically the types of foams, solid foams, that are used inside of chairs and sofas and stuff like that.
In foam, yes.
Yeah. Okay, this is not...
So, I mean, the other thing is that, you know, it's possible to purchase... articles that are not stuffed with foam.
Bingo.
That are stuffed with cotton or with wool or
some other
even
media.
Polyester,
yeah.
Or some other material where it would not have been treated as the foam is treated. Now remember, these chemicals were phased out by the manufacturer in the mid-2000s. So but they continue to leach out of older household items. In other words, they still migrate into your house dust. People don't buy sofas very frequently, and they're expensive items.
Yes.
And so they're still
And they buy used sofas that are old already and may have compromised encasements that are letting foam show and so on as well.
Exactly. And anything that will that gets into the house dust will eventually get into the children. Now, we do have a bright light ahead, and that is right now the governor of California, Jerry Brown, is asking the Bureau of Furnishings to develop standards that ensure fire safety without the use of maybe not these hazardous chemicals, but other chemicals that are very similar to these.
Right.
And to adhere to a different chemical safety standard. A fire safety standard. And so we may be in a situation very soon where we can both protect our children from exposures to these hazardous chemicals and protect them from fire.
Absolutely. You know, there's an ongoing discussion about transgenerational epigenetic effects of a lot of the chemicals out mothers specifically, because it so easily affects the germline, are exposed to. And then their children... And even sometimes two and three generations later, we are seeing the ripple effect of those exposures. Is there any evidence that PBDEs possess any transgenerational epigenetic abilities?
There people are just beginning to do research on that. There is another class of chemicals that are very similar to the PBDEs. And they are finding in that class of chemicals these epigenetic transgenerational effects that you're talking about in animal studies. In human studies, because if you look at transgeneration, it takes years to be able to do that.
Yeah, right. Right. No, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. And lastly, there's that that silly tag on every piece of furniture and every pillow that you buy that says, do not remove this tag until it leaves the store, because it tells what the material inside the object is. Would we find the PBDE acronym or some evidence of this chemical being used in the furniture if we just started looking at the tags?
It wouldn't say it exactly, but if you bought the piece of furniture before 2005 or so, and it says in compliance with California law TB-117, it's likely to contain these BDEs that I'm talking about today.
Okay. Yeah, and there you go. So, you know, that's a big thing right there if you are going out to buy used furniture. Obviously, if they outlawed or they got rid of it in 2005, they realized that they were ineffective at being flame retardants, I have to believe. And so they said, well, why are we wasting our time with this stuff? Is that what happened?
Well, they replaced it with other flame retardants. And those flame retardants that they used to replace, we know even less about, but are chemically not that dissimilar from the ones that we've studied.
And how do flame retardants work, just out of curiosity? Do they remove oxygen from the process so that things can't burn?
I think you better speak to a chemist about that.
Okay. And I take your advice seriously. I appreciate that. Listen, this is important stuff because, you know, there are a lot of things in life we can't avoid that have undesired effects on us and our children. And there are things that we can avoid. And this is one of those things that if you can avoid it, you should do so. And I applaud your group for doing this research. And I also thank you so much for not only coming on the air, but dealing with a Y2K-esque shutdown of our server just now and being patient enough to wait to come out of the break to continue the discussion. Is there anything you want to leave the listeners with, any summary of what you hope people take away from your research?
Well, I just want to say that the findings that we have are not just about the children in the Salinas Valley, but they're about our children, about California children, but also about children in the United States. And not only that, but many of the chemicals that, similar chemicals, although not the same chemicals, are still used in electronic products. And these electronic products are winding up in e-waste in other countries around the world. So we are exporting some of our toxins to other countries as well.
Yeah, I bet they love us for that. You know, we've talked about on this show ad infinitum over the past almost 8 years, about the mid-1800s and our love affair with chemicals. It's amazing the things that we have exposed ourselves to. Humans are very dangerous because we believe that we are smarter than nature. If we can make it, we should use it. And you know, all of these chemicals are coming back to haunt us, no matter where you turn. And, you know, this is seen to the greatest degree within the food industry and the organic movement, which I am a huge proponent of, and not because organics have better nutritive value, but because organics don't have chemicals, at least not to the amount that conventional produce does. But I mean, every time I turn around, we did a show not too long ago with a scientist from Washington State, and they just showed three generations of transgenerational epigenetic effects from dioxins. And farmers are looking at the possibility of using a form of dioxin again because of the superweeds that have been spurned by the use of Roundup, which no longer can control. I mean, it's like we have this penchant for using chemicals and thinking, this stuff is innocuous. It's like water. It doesn't hurt you. It's okay. And then decades later, we find out, oops, we were wrong every time, time and time again.
Yeah.
And it shocks me. Shocks me. Anyway, thank you so much for being on the show,
right,
Dr. Eskenazi.
You're very welcome.
Okay,
thank you.
Take care. All right, so there you have it. Keep your eyes out for these PBDEs. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I have to wrap up the show because of that prolonged break that we had unnecessarily. We'll be right back.
Oh, no. People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. Whey Natural USA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. Whey Natural USA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in Whey Natural USA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com.
The cornerstone of longevity medicine is preserving or improving telomere length by increasing telomeres. Telomeres are the repair kit for your DNA. Maintaining DNA integrity is an important factor in staying young and disease-free. If you're like me, a telomerase activator isn't optional, it's a necessity. The only clinically proven telomerase activator in the world is TA65. That's why I take TA65 every day, and you should too. You can learn more about TA65 by visiting TASciences.com. That's TASciences.com.
Buy one, get one free of either the Age Force Transdermal Essential Amino Acids Plus Tyrosine Patch or the DHEA Plus Pregnenolone Patch. Get double the patches for the same price. One delivers two well-documented powerful anti-aging hormones, DHEA and Pregnenolone. The other delivers a powerful blend of amino acids known to enhance performance and recovery. Now you can either or both patches as a buy one, get one free offer. There's only one way to get this offer. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today while supplies last.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. WhayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WhayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WhayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com. Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
You know what it is when it is when we do what we do. If good girls get down on the floor, tell me how low will a bad girl go.
Welcome back. Okay, so I'm off the air for the next 3 days in honor of the Thanksgiving holiday. I did not want to close this show without thanking all of you who are listening to this show, and those ears are growing every single day. I am so thankful that I get to do this show every day. I'm so thankful that many of you enjoy the show. I think that I'm also very thankful this year for the addition to the Superhuman Radio family of Stephen Lay and Ginny Robards, who have elevated the quality of the show dramatically just by their input and involvement. You're going to see the new website January of 2013, completely a job that Stephen has been handling with our web developer, Junard Lumakang, in the Philippines. And the quality of interviews that you have seen escalated. Adele Musa pointed out that we're having so many more scientists on the show, and he loves that. That's all a result of Ginny Robards' love for the subject matter. She is truly a superhuman.
And so I'm thankful for the addition of those two people to this audience, to this family. And I'm very, very thankful to all of you who take the time to listen to the show, for what you contribute to the discussion as well. I hope everybody has a wonderful Thanksgiving this year. And we have unbelievable shows coming out of the holiday. Like I said, Robbie Robinson, when you hear what this guy's got to say at 66 years old, he looks amazing. He is truly one of us. He is a superhuman. He's living the life. Unlike, I've heard rumors of a lot of other, guys from his era. I don't even want to believe it's true. I know that, you know, guys like Frank Zane, have become kind of, bitter, maybe, not as cordial as you would want them to be. I've heard stories about other guys from that era who've become bitter, sour, dropped off the physical culture lifestyle and almost became anti-physical culture in their message. And then you hear a guy like Robbie Robinson who was back then because that's who he is today. He wasn't just doing it because it was the thing to do. He was doing it, and he continues to do it, and he's living the life of a superhuman. That's going to break out on Monday. We're going to drop that show. You're not going to want to miss that. He's got lots of great information. Again, everybody have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Thank you so much for listening to this show. It means a lot to me. Take care.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.